This is Johnny Angel Hunter, Boiler's Boy, written by John Williams and read for you by John Williams.
Johnny Angel, copyright DJ Williams, 2008. There's nothing quiet about nature. One may romance the idea of living on an island at peace. The sea is never at peace. It's in constant turmoil. Why? I've come to the belief it really wants to dominate the land. One day it will wash over the last pebble, and that will be it. The sea at last will have gained its victory. And we, the human race, in its various forms, will be obliged either to move or to adapt. I like swimming. In fact, the best moments of my life have been around water, though not in a sea, in my own space station of Quark. There are plenty of pools there, plenty of friends to be made, romances to explore, and that seems to make some sort of sense. Life begun in the water, and for me the same. My friendships, the very deep ones, had been around my pool on Space Station Quark. I had so much fun there, I never really got the opportunity to explore the other pools. Why leave a good thing? But I'm not at my pool this morning on Space Station Quark. I'm on another place. I'm on an island. This water wasn't put there by people. Nature was the Grand Master. And one day, if I find this person, I'll have a word with him, because sometimes nature does not get it. I was about to say not get it right, but it's better to say got it wrong. By hook or by crook, I had become castaway. I don't even like the word. It sounds more too much like a cast-off, a reject. My first romance, a mere boy called Robbie, one from the richer class, one I met in the change room of the pool. First is always the most powerful. I'd followed him to a series. Once they space stations, they're too big. They're called unarmors. This one was an armor one, a giant chunk of metal. Space stations of a sort, but they're too big. They are all that's left of the planet of an armor before it exploded. And each fragment, no one knows exactly how many there are, is a world unto itself, a space station. If I thought Space Station Quark had its foibles, an armor one made up the rules as it went along. What is it about me? Ever since I met Robbie, it would seem something about me has changed. I've become open season for anyone looking for romance. I arrived at a number one fire, a space liner, and I shared my section for the class. That was my first mistake. I should have got off and waited to the girls' section. Needed a vacancy. Girls are fun. Boys are more serious. I prefer the fun. Nevertheless, I became part of their class. Not because I wanted to, not thirsted, but because it suited me. I needed to find Robbie. I needed support. I needed people to back me up, show me the ways, give me accommodation, and generally protect me. And as luck would have it, of the 10, one became a closer and close friend. I don't know if it was because I was on the rebound, because I don't know, but it happened. I guess I'm only human. I guess it's the nature of being young. I'm only 14, and I guess I enjoyed it. Except if I thought Robbie was a mystery, a handful, William was more removed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?